Today's reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Let's be honest, this year has not gone according to plan so far. Well, at least according to my plan. Anyway, don't know about yours. You know, as a pastor for Sunday services at PBC, not being allowed to have Sunday services as we know them was not in my strategic planning for 2020. And while we can joke about the past 4 months and all that it's held, and we can certainly find the silver lining in the dark cloud that is coronavirus and all that it's brought to our lives and our world, the reality is that for many of us, the past 4 months have been hard. Really hard. And it's actually right to grieve some of the things that we've lost. And at the same time, we want to make the most of what God is at work doing in this time. Look, one of the unexpected things that has happened is, I'm not sure if you caught up on this, is that PBC has suddenly become a network of home churches, right? Unexpected and kind of cool. So I actually want to make the most of that today and lead a discussion in your home, if that's okay. So there'll be multiple chances today just to hit pause and have a conversation with those around you around this topic of how God can be at work through hardship, not only to work in us, but also to bring us closer to Him. And I think that's a really important conversation for us to be having with each other, because it has been an undeniably hard couple of months. You know, for many of us, just that rise in fear and anxiety, or the exhaustion caused by just never-ending uncertainty, or even having some of the life-giving rhythms that were in our lives being stripped away, like that comes at a cost, and it's had a toll on our lives. But we also want to recognize that this isn't exactly the first time that our race has faced hardship, is it? Nor is it the first time that most of us have had to work through something difficult or trying, a hardship in our own personal walk. To be human is to know struggle. And so in Jesus' words, as he's equipping his disciples to live after he leaves them, he says, in this world you will have trouble. One of the promises of scripture we don't put on coffee mugs and claim too quickly. In this world, we will have trouble. And yet Jesus says, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And it's a reminder that in the good times and in the bad times, we are first and foremost a people of faith. We are people who trust in a loving God who is with us in whatever it is that we are facing. And part of what that means is it means that we see and that we experience and we face difficulties, hardships, through the lens of faith and in relationship with God. And that makes all the difference. So my first discussion point for your home church today is that. How do you see, experience and face hardship differently as a person of faith? Or to put it another way, what difference does your faith make in the way that you see, experience, and face hardship? So I'll put that question on the screen as it comes up. Why don't you hit pause and just, talk to the people around you for as short or as long as you like, and then just hit play when you're ready to keep going. Great. How did you go? I really hope that you were able to come up with a whole bunch of ways that were really profound and significant, yet also very practical, about the ways that your faith in God makes an incredible difference in the way that you face hardships in your life. I know in my life, as I look back and as I think through the ways that I've had to navigate difficult stuff in my life, faith truly does make a difference, a really, really positive difference, doesn't it? Which is not to say that people of faith are somehow immune to hardship taking a toll on our mental or emotional health, even our spiritual health sometimes, particularly when hardship is prolonged as we grapple with questions of why and where are you in the midst of this, God? But after every hard season, I look back and I always think to myself, I can't imagine going through that apart from the presence of God and my faith in Him. And you know, there's two images in the Bible that really resonate with me around this. And the first is an analogy that Jesus uses at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. It's about a man who builds his house on the rock. And speaking of firm foundations, and the point of the parable is that when we build our lives on Jesus and his words and putting them into practice, no matter what comes against us, no matter what storms of life we experience, the wind and the waves and the rain, that our lives and our faith won't crumble down around us because we have a firm foundation, solid footing for the ways that we live and we navigate life. And the second one comes from Hebrews chapter 6, which speaks of our hope in God as being an anchor for our souls. And it's a similar concept that whenever storms would come against us, the hard stuff in life, the pressures that we would face, we won't drift off course or we won't find ourselves shipwrecked against the rocks because our anchor holds us in place. It holds us to where we want to be, which is in relationship with God and in the center of His will for our lives. And taking together these two kind of images really equip us for whatever happens in our life. The idea is that no matter what happens, whether good or bad or anything in between, we can hold to these unshakable truths and the promises of God in Scripture. So we can actually cling to the unshakable nature of God. And so I just want to say, however you've found the last couple of months, or whatever hardship you're going through right now, to encourage you to hold fast to these unshaking truths and the unchanging nature of our God. That God sees you and He sees what you're going through. And He cares about you. And He cares about what you're going through. God is with you. He's promised to never leave or never forsake you, no matter how dark the road seems to get or how hard the circumstances seem to get. That God is who He says He is, a loving, kind, powerful, heavenly Father who longs to give His children good gifts. A God who is at work in all things for the good of those who love Him. Do you believe that? Have you experienced that in your life so far? You know, I think our past testimonies of God working in and through hardships are some of the most powerful reminders in present hardships. To cling to these truths and to look to the ways that God is at work. So I'm going to send you back into some discussion in your home churches, in lounge rooms all across Australia and the world with this question. How have you seen God at work through a past hardship to deepen a work of transformation in you or to bring you closer to Him? I'm going to pop that question on the screen, same as last time. Hit pause and just share with the people around you. And can I really encourage you to share genuinely and deeply? And then press play when you're ready to keep going. Hey, thank you for participating in that and sharing part of your story. I think testimonies are such an incredibly powerful way that we encourage each other and spur each other on in the faith. You know, in the passage that Grace read for us, it paints a picture of hardship not just always being hard, but sometimes being an opportunity for transformation. That God is at work in hard stuff to do something in us that can actually bear positive fruit. And I'm not sure if you noticed, but it is written with the assumption that the readers already know this, that they've already experienced it for themselves. So it was Romans chapter 5. And Paul writes, we glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance produces character, and character leads us back to hope. There's a parallel passage in James chapter 1, which is almost identical, different authors. But James writes to the early church, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And you want to let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So both Romans 5 and James 1 speak to a process that comes out of hard stuff that results in good stuff within us. That actually there is something about our character and the way that it shapes us and forms us and can transform us that is actually really good. It's not to say that we welcome the hardship or we would pray for it or you would seek it or that the hardship is from God, but that God is at work in the midst of the hard stuff to bring really good fruit out of it in our lives. All right, when you understand this, hardship is not something simply to be survived or to be avoided at all cost. But hardship in the hands of a loving God becomes just yet another context for God's power to be displayed in our lives. And so as his people, as people of faith, as those who approach hardship through the lens of faith and in relationship with God, we actually want to look for the ways that God is at work, even in this season of coronavirus. We're going to look for the ways that God is at work to bring a deeper transformation in us and a deepening experience of his goodness in our lives. Christians, we love to celebrate the mountaintop experience. You know, that worship service where it just kind of like it went off, or that crazy time of prayer that we had, maybe a short-term mission trip, or that youth group camp that we had way back in the day. And we look into the scriptures and we see people like Moses meeting in the tent of meeting and kind of coming out his face radiant because he'd been with God. Isaiah having that vision of God, or Elijah on Mount Carmel after they'd seen this incredible victory and signs of God's power displayed against the prophets of Baal. Or Peter, James and John as they are up the mountain with Jesus as he's transfigured before their eyes. And we think, the way to greater intimacy and deep inner transformation are these mountaintop highs, these experiences like this. And we're certainly not wrong. As I look back over my life, I can clearly identify some of these peak experiences having a profound impact on my understanding of God, my passion for God, even my sense of personal calling about how I am to live. And yet when I think about who I am today and the depth of my trust in God, it's often been the hard stuff. It's been the valleys, the dark nights that I really point to through which God has worked an incredible transformation in my life and in my relationship with him. Does this make sense? It was the years with chronic illness, the stress of ministering amongst really unhealthy church politics, the pain of dealing with loss of life, or with friends who have walked away from their faith. It's been those times where I've had to face and deal with the consequences of my own failings or my own sinfulness, where some of the deepest work of God's renewal and transformation has come from. You know, I want to suggest that these hard times allow a deeper work of transformation that I'm just not sure is possible when life is cruisy and comfortable and all under control. And it's not to say that I would have chosen those circumstances or those experiences to be my teachers. Nor do I think that those circumstances were necessarily sent by God. I certainly wouldn't want to go through them again. But I can't deny the way that God has been at work even in those things, even in those moments for my good. The way he used hardship to refine me and make me more like Jesus and to have a far greater sense of his nearness and his goodness. You know, I think of people in the scriptures and I think of Elijah, you know, that victory on Mount Carmel where the prophets of Baal were defeated by Yahweh, his God. You know, I suspect for Elijah, he has a much greater sense of who God is on Mount Horeb when he runs and he flees into the wilderness and God passes by his cave in the form of a still small voice. Like, I know Peter has an amazing moment with Jesus when he declares, you know, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah. Yet as I read the scriptures, I have a sense that there's a far greater work that happens in Peter and in his understanding of his relationship with Jesus that happens on the shore in John chapter 21 as he comes face to face with Jesus after denying him three times. So the past 4 months have been hard for most of us in many ways. And I've already asked you to have a discussion in your home churches around what difference faith makes in hard times and the ways that you've experienced God work in past hard times. And so naturally, the third and last question today is around the present. How might God be using the hard edges of this season to bring about renewal and transformation in your life and your faith? Let me spend some time. Talk about that together now. Hey, really quickly, just before I go, as this pandemic continues and we continue to be prevented from meeting together as normal, we're going to try different things because we want to be faithful and we want to be fruitful as leaders of this church community. So let me know, did you like the more sort of led interactive format of today's message? Or do you prefer just a straight up message? Do reach out and let me know. We're here to serve and equip and under God inspire you to live for Jesus in your everyday lives. So let us know how we can best do that. But as we end, I just want to affirm once more, for those who are finding life difficult right now, God is with you and God is for you. God is at work in your life to bring that transformation, even in the midst of hard stuff. So my prayer is that you just allow this next song to actually just minister to you. In whatever we face, because of the presence of our Savior, it is well with our soul. Through it all, our eyes are on him.